anybody know how to fix the screen?
This guy, the small screen guy here, the chairman should fix it, but I don't know if it's too small.
That'd be very expensive to fix it.
Oh yeah, probably. It's weird. Cell phones are very common. These are the most common cell phones.
Okay, anyway, boys, I believe in Tim. Maybe we'll go on just with the work for tonight, because time is very limited. But I wanted to speak about tonight, because you know, we're in the Beit HaMitzorim mode. So, you know, first of all, I just want to mention that special work has to be put in, just to get into it, because we're so far removed from the learning of the Beit HaMitzorim. You know, years ago, Klal Yisrael was connected to the Kurban. Our Bubbas and Elta Bubbas and Elta Bubbas. It was something they always thought about, the Kurban and the yearning for the Mashiach. It was part of their vocabulary. We should live to be Mashiach. See Mashiach every day. We constantly use that expression in the Yiddish. They say, "Love Mashiach." I don't know if you heard that expression. So, "Love Mashiach" means that we should live to see Mashiach. And we used to say it constantly, and they live with it. We are living in a time that, you know, if you think about the forbid, about the, I don't want to always say, "I like to make a kitchen." That's the way it is. You have to live with it. So first of all, we have just that itself is something, just the breakthrough to that we should be able to relate to and think about it, and in something that means something to us. So one activity that I would suggest very quickly for the Olam, just to get into the Inyan a little bit, is to if you can make a Seder in the Gemara, in Gittin, they speak about, you know, the Kurban. Many people learn it on Tisha B'Av, that Gemara. So, especially if you have the arts world, the English Gemara is very, very helpful for them. So I would suggest that we should already, for a few minutes every day, learn the Gemara a little bit. The purpose is not to know the Gemara, the purpose is just to use it as a tool to get into the Inyanim, right? That's number one I'd like to suggest. Number two, the davening in the Shema Nesrei, you'll notice that there are many of the brachas that we say, the bakoshes, are related to the Kurban and to the Kula. Well, of course, you have the Shema Miracle, right? You have a sugar handle, and a sugar handle table. Okay, it's better if you have a regular sitter anyway, because you have to hold on. Yeah, no, it's better to have the sitter, so you have, you know, I don't have to, you know, you have the whole picture. Here we have. Quickly, we have Ashibena being the Sor Sefer, right? The Korbena Makin Lavra the Sefer, right? One, you have Re'ena Bonyenu, Rivor Rivena, look at our terrible terrorists, Kigo El Chazaka, Ugolena Meiron Shemefa, Kigo El Chazaka, right? One of the reasons why we suffer from the Ram Mishinim, because we're in Golis, and these terrible people, they used to go to the government and to what do you call it again? Right, the government, right, the word for it, right, the and then you have the Shlai miracle, there's nothing more than that, that's the most important one, the Shlai miracle, right, and then you have Esam HaTzavit, that's the Mashiach, right, and then with say, right, Hoshevet HaBodel, Nibre Sefer, Mamish open, right, Isha Yisrael, you know, the fire on the Mizbeah. And then you have a Sefer Zeno Einenu, which you put all the Shem Rahim in, right? So Rabbi said, so that's the second thing one suggests is in the davening itself to give special attention to the all these brachas that have a shayachus with the korban, right? Number three, there's these books on the Holocaust that they have today. You know, the stories about Old Yishlaim. These Holocaust books, really, there's two milas in them. First of all, you should know the Holocaust itself is all part of the korban, right? That is the korban. It's one long line of service that the Christians, the Crusaders, and the Spain, the Inquisitions, the service that we had, it's all one hemshech of the korban of the Golus. So that's one thing. When you're reading about the Holocaust, you're really reading about the korban. That's number one. And number two, it helps to open up your heart, you know, to bring out crying. Once you cry, you know, to the Holocaust, so it can help you to relate it to the sorrows that we have, we have to live with the korban. Sometimes to cry about the korban is too far removed from us, to be oirer, tears. But if you relate the Holocaust, something that's more dear to us, so we'll have to use the tools of getting emotionally affected by other things and then applying it to the Bum Beis HaMikdash, which is crying about, about the Holocaust, so you can draw on the emotional part of it and use it to cry about the Bum Beis HaMikdash. It's very, very hard, to cry for the Bum Beis HaMikdash because it's so far away from us that we should feel emotionally affected. But it's a crime because of the Holocaust, so then you can, attach it together. Now, that's number three. Number four, Rav Miller's Eitzah, a very interesting Eitzah. Rav Miller said you should sit on the floor and mourn for the Beis Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. But his knesh is that he said, sit on the floor for 1 second. 1 second. Right. That, sitting on the floor, we know that, that's Indian, but Rav Miller said, sit down on the floor for 1 second, just for 1 second, and when you're going down to the floor, say, in your mind, I'm going down to mourn to Yerushalayim, So here we have these four things so far. We have the Gemara, we have the Tefillah, we have the books, and we have, the floor. Now I would say, of course, when I'm talking about the Shemoneh Esrei and Klal, I mentioned the thing about the tears, that itself is I mentioned that, very, very difficult, right? But this is the season for the tears. So you should feel that if it's very difficult, don't get discouraged because we're living in a time that the tear ducts are like dried up, The tear, we hardly have to cry. Years ago, you see cry show, go to a wedding, people used to cry from Simcha even. So people cried. People cried from sadness. It was a normal thing, just like people laugh. It was a human function. You laugh, you smile. But today, this human function is crying. People don't do it. It's a pellet. Why not? But that's a fact. No cry. It's a very important part of our function. Very basic, but we don't do it. So this is the crying season. Pesach is the matzah season. And Sukkot is the, Dalad Minim and the Sukkot. you know, and Adar is the wine season, and Tammuz above is the tear season. But I think it's very difficult. You shouldn't feel discouraged, but if you can manage to get out a couple of tears, so it's very, very precious. I just want to mention, I think a big eager over here is that, all these things, everything said and done, when we talk about here, these four things, part four or five, the tears is also one. I look at it as a frame of a picture, it's a frame. But in the picture itself, that's in the middle, is us, ourselves. In other words, I think that above everything, we should sit down every day and try to think of yourself, like, what are you missing? What are you missing? You know, that you feel good about the program. You know, what do you think that your life would be like if you had the Beis HaMikdash? How would it be different? That's the thing about, you know, what is it like that you think that it would be a different life or a picture? If you had the Beis HaMikdash. To make it personalized, sometimes you can even think of doing something during the day, holding something, or something that you have yourself personalized that can remind you about the program. That's the main thing, that it should be like a personal kind of thing. It's all these exercises about, you know, the davening and everything, it should lead to and also it should be coiled into, it should be included into the Sara the Shechina, which that's very, very hard to relate to, you know, the sadness that because Baruch Hu is the king of the universe and his makom is on the Beis HaMikdash, and from there his covet comes out. But when he's not on his throne, it's like the king is thrown off his place, his palace. You know, it's hard for us to imagine, to picture that's the sadness of the Shechina. But Hashem relates to the world, Kaviyachal, in a way, like a human, in some kind of way. So we have to think of the sadness of the Shechina, that his own glory of being the king of the universe, like, was taken away because of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And we're responsible for the Korban, so it's like we pushed away the Korban Hashem. These are the thoughts that we have to think about. Of course, you have to run it now to make the bus. So I wish everybody that we should have success in our Avodah. Next week we can still meet, right? Bez Hashem.
Yeah,
if Mashiach comes this week, so what are you going to do? So you call me up. We have to do a look to come to Mashiach.
What? The last one before I do this, Bez Midrash.
We should all have success in the Avodas Hashem, and we should be very happy to see the Koro and the Sheikh's retainer.